Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm trying some new things today. I hope the sound quality is better. I'm got my cool earbuds on, earphones on, and I got my new cool mic set up. So just give me the thumbs up if you're hearing it, if the sound quality is pretty good. So just let me know how things are going out there in internet land. If you're new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is biblical. I'm telling you, I could listen to that passage 1,000 times a day. I just love that. Yeah, so exciting what we are witnessing. We're witnessing the destruction of our enemies. This is the day that we've been waiting for. We just didn't know it. So exciting. If you are, like I said, if you're new here, don't forget to go and check out melissaredpill.com. You can also get it from freedomforce.live. We'll talk about that in a second. But all my research that I've done, over 1,000 videos, is over on melissaredpill.com. We look at how this is biblical. We look at how we look at the lost tribes of Israel. We look at the biblical astronomy. I'm going to show you some really cool things about a biblical astronomy thing that just came out. Just like 5 minutes ago. So I'm just going to share with you that. And don't forget, hit the like button right now. Hit the like and share and subscribe. Make sure you always share, and that really helps to get the wonderful truth out. I was just actually talking with someone today who had never really heard any of this before. And so it was really fun and just really brought tears to my eyes. They were so receptive. I just think that the Spirit of the Lord, as it descends on people, they are much, much more receptive. So just keep sharing. Sometimes it's maybe not with family members. They may not be receptive, but you know, just anybody that the Lord puts in your path to talk to. And they were like, wow, this was really a great conversation. I never had heard anything like this before. So yeah, definitely share all this great news. And also you can share my website, Melissa Redpill, because they'll probably not find this in a lot of places, because most of the outward church is kind of doing the scary thing about end times. We're not here. We're looking at the end times and 1,000 years of peace. If you're new and don't know what I'm talking about, if you just click right there on the end times info, you see this video, Is This the Great Awakening? You'll find out the wonderful truth. It's the end times for the bad guys. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. All right. So what in the world today? I was going to talk to you about this end game. What is going on with this? Okay. So I'm just going to show you some really fun clues that President Trump said. Yay. So that President Trump has been posting. Now, some from himself, some from the White House. The couple I'm going to show you right here are from the White House. And listen to this. It was about the Hoosiers and the Hurricanes game. And of course, President Trump went. And it looks like it's a clip about the football game. And it is. But I think there's more to it. I think that President Trump is talking to us. Listen to this. Tell me if this doesn't sound like it's talking to us. Hey, Songbird, thanks for posting my website over there. Freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com. Anyway, it says on this clip, it says, after all the miles we've traveled, we're almost there. After all the hours we have worked, one more will make us legends. This is our time. I think he's talking to us. I think he's talking to us. So I want you to hear it. I think it's really, really fun to hear this. And when you think about that, it's for us. So check this out.
It's all led to this. Man, I got this. It's a 60-minute drive for a 60-minute game. After all the miles we've traveled, we're almost there. After all the hours we've worked, one more can make us legends. After all that time, this is our time.
I'm telling you, that was for us. After all that we have done, all that we've been through, how hard we fought day after day after day after day, trying to get the truth out, trying to help people piece this together, trying to expose these criminals. It's really been quite the journey, hasn't it? We've been in here fighting hard, slogging for a long, long time. Isn't that awesome? All right, so now this one I thought was really, really cool. This is from a song that you'll recognize. It says, Reaching Out, and I just think I just deleted the X post where I had it. But anyway, it's talking about that it's just it's so close you can almost taste it. I think it's the words. Check this out. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel that rain on your skin. Right? What do you guys think? Tell me, what do you think? I think that is talking to us too. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. You know, President Trump, and then he also posted, I think I have this clip too, maybe I don't have it, but today he posted about Macron. He said, I think I do have it, where he's like, it doesn't matter because he'll be gone soon. Okay. All right. All right. That works for me. That works for me. And so all this, that's, you know, because he was saying he didn't want to be part of the peace board, but anyway, I think we'll get to that. So here is where Putin said something really, really funny. I thought, now he's saying it in Russian, so I'll just read it to you in English. But here's the video, and I'll share with you the clip over on the chat so you can see it in case you haven't seen it before. But yeah, here, yay, that's awesome. So there's the clip. I'm gonna just say this is the Putin clip. Okay. So this is what he's saying. They're obviously really, you know, interfered in the political life of the election process in the United States. They are not happy with what President Trump is doing. Clearly, they haven't been happy ever. And so that right there tells you he's not one of them, right? And this is my favorite part of what he says. He says, it'll be over soon, quickly enough. He said, they will all stand at the feet of the master and will gently wag their tails. I just love it. I love the way that Putin put that in whatever language it's in. That was just great. Yes, they really have no choice. And just like always, just like every other time, they finally do bow at the feet of the master and gently wag their tails. It says everything will fall into place. Now, he's doing a lot of very interesting endgame things with Putin. I'm going to show you that in a second, too. Europe deferred security policy to the State Department for decades and cut itself off from the cheap Russian energy to deindustrialize their own countries. And now Europe has no realistic option if Trump wants to annex Greenland by force, apart from strong words of protest. All they can do is, no, don't do it. No, don't do it. And you know, they've already cut themselves off from cheap Russian energy all this time, but not now. I'm going to show you that in a second. So they have no option except to allow President Trump to annex Greenland by force. They could cause, they're causing escalating an economic war that will only damage their own countries even more than they have through the Ukraine proxy war. All they're doing is causing more trouble. And today they were actually at Davos spending their time saying, basically for China, the CCP to come and save them. Which, of course, we know the CCP is just another arm of the New World Order. It's always, always, always them, right? Eventually, their only option will be to bend the knee and obey Washington and the end result of their choice to be vassals. I love it. Thank you so much, Putin. He's just really, I think he's enjoying the show. And so he has seen it time and time and time again. They will not defeat Trump. they cannot defeat Trump. Nothing can stop what is coming. Simple as that. So yeah, that's a huge part of the end game. So I'm going to show you more about what's going on with this, with Putin. Okay, so let me show you the Arctic Circle real quick. Let me just show you this map right here. Here is the Arctic Circle. And so you've got almost half of it is taken up with Russia, right? And then, of course, we've got Alaska. And then Canada, ostensibly is not a part of America. But I'm sure you guys saw that President Trump posted this morning all these European leaders. And with him, with Canada having the U.S. flag on it. He does a little trolling, doesn't he? So that's, it really is all but done. Yeah. If President Trump did not have this in the bag, he would not be posting this. So yeah, they just really have no options. And he is the one who's at the head of the table. He's running it, and that's all there is to it. All right. So imagine this whole portion being controlled by America, and then let's say President Trump takes Greenland. It's all under the control of America and Russia. This tiny little swath over here of Norway, Sweden, and Finland, they can't overcome what President Trump is trying to do. Now, what's happening right now is that President Trump is working with Putin for mineral deals and oil deals in the Arctic, and that's where it's where so much of the oil is, and there that's it's like it or not, that's where we're going. And if y'all can bellyache and you can cry and you can moan and you can groan, but this is not going to change the reality. And so all they can do is like Putin said, all they can do is sit there and cry about it and protest. All right, so this is Susan Kokenda. She is talking about how they're doing Arctic deals together. So Russia is no longer on the outs. We're working together for rare earth minerals and the oil, okay? And so they're all going to the global south, as in China, to try to get some help. Yeah, so I thought this was a great way for her to explain it. So check out what Susan Kokenda said with Promethean Action.
Here in the United States, just published a piece titled, Trump's Quest for Greenland Could Be NATO's Darkest Hour. And Bloomberg reported that the United Kingdom and Germany are now discussing deploying NATO forces to Greenland to protect it from the United States. Let that sink in. NATO allies are discussing how to protect a NATO member from the United States, the supposed leader of NATO. Here's what Chatham House is really worried about. The cornerstone of NATO policy, Article 5, which triggers U.S. military support for NATO members. Here's what they say. The U.S., NATO's most powerful country by far, threatening to attack a NATO member state further damages Article 5's credibility. You bet it does. But it gets even more interesting. They continue, and they say, traditional alliance systems are reshaping daily, and European states might find they need support from other South American or other global South states in the future.
China.
And then the folks at Chatham House are very worried about
India.
The reports of potential U.S. cooperation deal on Arctic energy projects. And they got even more nervous in November with the 28-point peace plan, which includes joint Russian-U.S. plans for rare earth mineral extraction in the Arctic. Did you catch that? Europe may have to realign with the global South while the U.S. is working on Arctic economic deals with Russia. This is the British establishment admitting that Trump has broken their carefully crafted post-World War II Atlantic system. And here's the kicker about Greenland itself. The idea that Greenland belongs to Denmark is purely an artifact of imperial policy. Greenland didn't even get self-government until 2009, and it still has no power over its own foreign policy, currency, or defense. Denmark controls all of that. And according to the Danish media, those tensions recently broke out between Greenlandic and Danish parliamentarians, with one Greenlander accusing Denmark of neo-colonial methods.
Okay, so if you're new to Susan, she's such an expert. She has such a command of the facts, but sometimes it's hard to maybe catch up with her because she's so far ahead of most of us. She really has been doing this for a long, long time. I think she said the other day, like 50 years she's been in this battle. So she's got such a command of the facts. But okay, so the people of Greenland are saying that the Danes are not giving them their rights. So they're not happy campers to begin with. And then the Danes have no ability to protect Greenland from anyone. And you know, they don't even know. Everybody knows that, right? And so not to say that, you know, whatever. You and I know that Russia and President Trump are working together against the New World Order. So, you know, the head of Denmark came out at Davos and had to use some very colorful language telling President Trump to, you know what, and, you know, which was not helping his situation, not helpful at all. And so, you know, like she said, it's just an artifact of the colonial establishment. This is always the issue. We are always laser focused on, we are fighting the New World Order. We're not fighting each individual nation. We're not, our beef is not with Denmark. Our beef is with this entire system, and they do not like that they are being cut out from being the middleman on whether it's financial deals, whether it's the tariffs, whether it's the what's going through the SWIFT system or the World Trade Organization, all these mineral deals in the Arctic, whether it's the energy in the Arctic with Russia. They've always wanted to separate everybody so they get to do all the all these transactions and control everything and keep us down and keep them rich and in control. So, on all these little minions that we see here are just, you know, the ones that where did they go? I lost them. They're just the ones that are going to be wagging their tails. There it is. They're the ones that will soon be wagging their tails and acquiescing. They really have no choice. President Trump knows that he holds all the cards, especially the Trump card. So, isn't that interesting? Right on this table, he's got Abraham Lincoln right there on the table. And on that, you know, really, and Susan Kokenda brings this up, that some of these people who are involved in these negotiations are like the same ones who years ago, were wisely stopped our country from being split apart in the Civil War, and which obviously the cabal was trying to do, and they worked with Abraham Lincoln to make sure that our country didn't get separated, because we're, you know, united we stand, divided we fall, and they understood that, and they knew that the enemy was trying to, you know, use a lot. It's too long of a conversation to go into on this video. But the point is, you know, I think it's very interesting. He's got the picture of the bust of Abraham Lincoln right there. But either way, the point is, thank you, Susan Kokenda, for bringing all these things together for us to remind us always to focus on our enemy is the royals, the colonials who want to colonize all of us and keep us down and keep them in power and keeping them rich. But it's over. It's the end game when we've got Russia and basically control of the entire Arctic Circle. Then the other thing that we have control over, okay, I'm going to play this for you first, but I'll tell you about Iran next, super quick. All right, so here's Besant talking about what's going to happen tomorrow when President Trump goes to Davos. He's in control of the whole thing. They can all sit there and have on their fancy suits all day long, but President Trump is the one who's in control of it. He's been paying for their way on, you know, 1,000 different things for, you know, specifically the military for all these years. And so here they are, you know, with nothing to offer except protesting. Anyway, so I think this is great because he says, you know, President Trump is a force of nature.
Once or twice in previous years, didn't like it very much. We do have to give Larry Fink the credit. He has recentered the conversation somewhat. It is not completely illogical. There are still the vestiges of the ESG and DEI and Kumbaya. People who want to go down with the ship, but it is much more of a discussion. And Steve, better than anyone, you know when President Trump, when Marine One lands here tomorrow, that the Donald J. Trump is going to suck all of the oxygen out of Davos for the 24 hours that he's here.
Mr. Secretary, you were a contributor here to War Room. You have a huge fan base among the War Room posse. What is the? It's a one-year anniversary of President Trump's return to power, a historic year. What has it been like for you personally?
Steve, I have the busiest day that I've ever had every day. I have wanted to serve my country since I was 17 years old, and it is the honor of my lifetime. And I tell you, everyone says to me, well, if this candidate won and this candidate won in 28, would you stay? And I said, it'd be impossible to stay because the warp speed that President Trump moves with, the way we get things done, that not only is it gratifying, he makes it fun, that he's a force of nature. And I couldn't have imagined.
I don't know why the recording is it's so pathetic. I guess that was the original. I guess it was. But anyway, so yeah, he's a force of nature. I love that he makes it fun. And I love that they get stuff done. That is my favorite thing to do, is for things to just go and get things done and to save the world. And yeah, it reminds me of that verse that says, you know, but now I've long been silent, but now I will groan and pant like a woman in labor. Just like they're every day, they're just working to get this kingdom born. So I love that. So he's going to suck all the oxygen out of Davos. They have nothing to do but, like Russia, Putin said, you know, wag their tails. All right, so this is the thing I was going to say. The two end games that we're seeing at this point, of course, President Trump already removed Maduro. But you've got Greenland, if he takes Greenland, number one, and also what's going to happen with Iran. And they are, you know, they are afraid that he's going to come in and pull a Maduro on Khomeini, the supreme leader. And they have threatened this. They said, if you take out the supreme leader, the New World Order, I'll tell you exactly what they said. Any aggression against the supreme leader of our country is tantamount to all-out war against the Iranian nation. Now, as I said yesterday, that if you ever hear, that the Iranian people are out in the streets and they're saying death to America, that's not the way the Iranian people think. They don't blame American people. They have had a problem with some of the leadership, but so have you and I, right? We've had some serious problems. We're literally working hard to try to get these people put in prison, okay? That's that, you know, for those of you who are trying to get me banned, whatever, who hate me, just remember, we're working every day around here to expose Clinton, expose the Bushes, expose all the cabal that have been running our government. So go ahead, make my day. Anyway, so the point is, we are in agreement with the Iranian people, and so they realized that their Shah of Iran was removed, basically, with a regime changed by the American government. And so it really is incumbent upon the American government to remove him, get him out of there. But they're saying that if he does this, if President Trump does this and pulls him out like he did pull out the Maduro, that it will be tantamount to all-out war. What's it talking about? Is it about Iran? This is talking about the supreme leader. Who is their supreme leader? Basically Satan, right? The New World Order. If they are brought down, they will cause all-out war. And so I'm just telling you, that's their threat. President Trump, we've come all this time, just like that first video I showed you, all this time and works to all these years to get to this point. And one more hour and we will be legends. In other words, we will be the generation that destroys the satanic criminal cabal and removes them from the face of the earth. We have not come this far to have this whole thing blow up in our face. And President Trump has all the information. He knows exactly when it's the right moment to strike. I trust him. I trust the plan. I trust that he knows the exact way and time and all that to do it. And so they can scream and shout and threaten all they want, But President Trump, you know, will do this at the time of our choosing and in the perfect exact way. President Trump will. Okay. But the honest truth is they have had a lot of ability to shut things down. And so it makes me wonder, like last week when the Verizon phones all went down, is that they have something to do with that? You know, the honest truth is they could do a lot. They, in the past, they could do a lot of bad things. EMP attacks and, you know, shutting down power grids and closing banks and a lot of different things. So I'm just trying to prepare you now that they might pull something like that. But always remember that President Trump and, you know, the Patriots are in control. He's said that many, many times. So even though this is the end game and we're going to have to go through something maybe kind of crazy, and it might be a time of this as storm is upon us, we know that we're going to get through it and they will not win. We will win. God wins and we will win and we're on the winning side. Okay, so I want you to see that they're threatening, but we're going to win. All right, so I want you to see that. Okay, a couple of other quick things. Let's see. Oh, I want you to see this. This is so cool. Okay, this is the beautiful sign. So this this just came out just before we came on tonight. This was so cool. The Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, just seized another sanctioned tanker in the Caribbean. And guess what its name is? The Sagitta. The Sagitta. And you might not be familiar with Sagitta, but Sagitta is the term for the root word of Sagittarius. So you're like, okay, so what? Sagittarius is, and if you haven't seen my whole series on biblical astronomy, go over to Melissa Redpill and you can follow the biblical astronomy. It's really beautiful. The Lord says he knows the stars by name. Each of those names of the stars identifies each of the constellations. And this one in particular, you know, they all have a biblical meaning. And this one is the God man. The you know, as you see, this is the man beast. It's a symbol of our Lord Jesus, that he is fully man and fully God. And so he has this arch, called a bow, of course, and an arrow. And right in front of Sagittarius, if you're not familiar with this, right in front of him is Scorpio. And so Scorpio is always chasing poor Virgo through the sky. It's like she's trying to get away, but she can't ever get away from Scorpio. And he represents Satan, the sting of death. And so Sagitta, the Sagittarius, is right there saying, I'm going to shoot him. And the right moment, I'm going to shoot him and I'm going to destroy this sting of death so it can't chase you anymore. Okay, that's the picture. The biblical, I've got this video called The Biblical Heavenly Storybook. You might check that out if you want to learn more about this. So anyway, I just thought that was very, very interesting that the name of the ship that was seized is called the Sagitta. And so at this moment when we are ready to strike, at, you know, whenever that time of, you know, of President Trump's choosing to strike the cabal, the Scorpio stinging cabal, and take them down. Who thinks that's cool? I thought that was super cool. And I wanted you guys to hear about that. Isn't that cool? All right. So Sagitta is like the short for Sagittarius. And, oh, I almost forgot to tell you this. This is a cool piece of it too. It says that Sagitta actually means the keystone of an arch. The keystone of an arch. How about that? So the very, like where you put, where the arrow goes right, you know, right at that top point of the arch. Find the keystone. Kind of cool. I'm not talking about this ship in particular, but, you know, what we are looking for is like, okay, when is the day? Just like Daniel asked the angel of the Lord, you know, in Daniel 12, like, Lord, how long is this going to be? And we're all looking for this keystone. When is this arrow going to be shot where they, you know, where they're taken down, right? I know I want it. Marge does too. Yeah. Isn't that cool? Isn't that super cool? So yeah, it's so good to know some of these words. Then it's like, oh, that, I didn't realize that was what that was about. And a Sagitta is the keystone of an arch, the distance from a curve, from a point in a curve to the chord. Also the first sign of an arc, so called from its resemblance to an arrow resting on the bow and the string. Okay, there you go. How about that? Y'all think that was cool? All right, so we have a special guest, and I don't see him yet. I think. Oh, there he is. I just had to look over here. I have two fancy screens. So tell me, you guys, are y'all liking the sound better tonight? Is this better? Tell me if it's better or if it's basically the same. So anyway, I'd like to know. Now, okay, so we have a very special guest who is trying to help us to survive all that the cabal has done against us. And so I want you to, I want to introduce this wonderful person to you. His name is Clinton Ohlers. And so I'm going to read to you, you know, what he has done, and I'll introduce you to him. So just hang on tight. I'm going to let him in right now. Let me see if I can get, do not try this at home. Okay, let's see if I can bring him in. Yes, I think so. Hi there. Hey there. I'm glad to meet you. I'm glad to see you. So, yes, welcome. Welcome. Your video, I just see your nose. I don't see your eyes.
Yeah, what's going on? Jumped out of place when you came on.
Bring it up a little bit. Now I see your eyes. If you'll crouch down maybe like this, and we'll see your face.
it's Zoom.
Let me
try and figure out why it's doing.
Okay,
this.
Take your time. So while you're doing that, I will. Yeah, there you go. That's it. We can see you. You have eyes. Okay, great. That's awesome. I'm glad to know you.
You want me in closer? Or?
No, you're perfect. You're perfect. You're perfect. So this is the great thing. I want to introduce. I want to read this little blurb, you guys, so you'll understand what Clinton's role is in this amazing battle that we are fighting. Okay, so. I'm going to get down to the part where you fought against the pandemic. He returned to the U.S. with his family as the global pandemic response unfolded. He's currently co-authoring a collection of documented case studies with Dr. James Thorpe, MD, detailing serious injuries and deaths linked to the mRNA exposure through blood transfusions. That's a piece that we really need to be prepared for, you guys, because you never know when you're going to need a blood transfusion and you don't want to take potentially tainted blood. And that's what he's going to talk to us about. Dr. Ohlers, am I saying that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Serves as Vice President and Director of Media Relations for Safe Blood Donation. Okay, write that down, everybody. Safe Blood Donation. The core mission of Safe Blood Donation is clear. If you cannot choose your donor, you do not have informed consent. This is common sense with life and death consequences. Every patient deserves transparency about what enters their body through the medical procedures. Thank you for doing this, because this is a big deal. And you, please tell us about it. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, we agree with you. We think it's a very big deal. And it's a big deal because there are people who have lost their lives now through blood transfusions who were not vaccinated and received the transfusion from, particularly if they received multiple transfusions, then because of the percentage of the population who's received the mRNA vaccine,
right,
which is 70%, right, you get multiple units and you're guaranteed.
Your odds are terrible.
So, I mean, to give you an example, Bill Hynek, I spoke with his wife, his widow, because he had received 22 units over a 2-month period early in the rollout of the vaccine, okay? Now, a person is gonna have between 13 and 17 units in their system, depending on your size. So to get 22 in 2 months, you can only replace a unit a month. That's a full blood replacement plus. And he ended up experiencing all sorts of adverse reactions that were being reported on Bears. You know, at first his wife and his lawyer didn't know what to make of it. They said, could these be happening from the vaccine? And are these the reactions people are seeing to the vaccine? So they looked on Bears, and sure enough, that's exactly what they found. And, you know, in particular, these are things that were not typical of blood transfusion risks, right? But were unique to the mRNA vaccines. And so we have a number of these. Now, unfortunately, Mr. Hynek passed away, and ultimately his heart gave out. But before he did, his wife said that he was so clotted up that they would try to draw blood, and it was like the clots would pull back on the needle, and they'd have to find somewhere else to draw from. And this was not a pleasant way to go. It was very painful. And so there are a number of cases like this. You know, of course, the biggest early on smoking gun was baby Alex in Washington State. And that was such a clear case of cause and effect because this was a newborn, 95% chance of survival. And the parents had actually arranged to have a directed donation. And that's what we do. We match donors with recipients. It's a directed donation. We didn't do it for them. They did it on their own. And but they had thought, this is a newborn. Is the blood of people who might have just gotten the booster not going to be good for our child? So they set it up. They paid extra money to set it up. But before the big surgery day, there had to be a preliminary surgery. And during the preliminary surgery, the doctor felt, well, the baby's blood level's a little low. Let's top it off. And that topping it off resulted in a clot that extended all the way from the baby's knee to his heart. It began just hours after the transfusion. It was not responsive to anything that would normally break up clots. It appears to have been, by all certainty, one of those clots that we saw with the autopsies, these long, they call them calamari clots, never seen before in any kind of significant numbers before the mRNA vaccine. Now they are so commonplace that Todd Haviland tells us something like 70% of morticians are saying they're still seeing them. Fortunately, now they're seeing them with less frequency than before, but they still commonly see them in people who are, dying, even last week.
Right. It's so awful. I'm sure everybody on here has seen the videos where they're pulling these things out of the vessels, and it's just, it looks like something from a science fiction movie.
Do you remember why the clot started at the knee?
No.
If you follow that story, that's
No, I haven't. That's the first I've heard this story.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay, that's where the transfusion occurred.
So it was clear. Right there.
This is no
pinpointed
trail. This is a direct
link.
Direct,
cause and effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's terrible. So, and those poor parents, they must just be beside themselves. The heartbreak after they had done everything. And then this, the only way that it keeps me from just going completely berserk is feeling like maybe these doctors don't know. They don't know what they're doing. Father forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They've been taught wrong by the medical schools, and so that they think that they are always doing the right thing. And it's going to be very difficult when they find out what they've done. I know I've heard some of them saying how terrible they feel for having given children vaccines all these years, et cetera. And it's a bitter pill when you thought you were doing the right thing. I know one of the moms just, it dawned upon her. I know this is a little bit different, but it dawned on her that, she had been angry with God for years about her child dying. And then she realized it was that she had given him a vaccine and it dawned on her that it was her fault. And it was, she'd been angry with God all those years. So yeah, I really appreciate you doing this because it's too hard for me I hand it to you that you can look into all these things on the daily basis because it's too hard on my heart. It's too hard to talk about. But tell us what we can do to protect ourselves and our family members.
Okay, so here's what you want to do. If you are going to go in for a planned surgery.
Right.
Okay, so let's say you find out, 2 weeks from now, I need surgery. You want to find out what your estimated blood loss is, your EBL, okay? And if you're gonna need blood, then you want to have a directed donor lined up. Maybe you know someone from your church, your network, whatever. Just all you need is a suitable match, okay? But that match is gonna need to be pre-screened. It's gonna take a little bit of time to process, right? Now you might need multiple units. People come to us because they don't necessarily have a match. They don't have access to, say, multiple units. So that's what we do. Okay, we have a database. We're in over 55 countries. We were started in Switzerland, and the reason we're in the country here is because someone with foresight here said, hey, what's going to happen to the blood supply? And instead of starting this himself, he said, where are they doing it elsewhere? Well, it turns out in Switzerland, they were way ahead of us because naturopaths there were looking at the blood under magnification. In fact, if you scroll down, you'll see what they were seeing. There you go. So you see on the left there?
Yeah.
Okay, That is what they were seeing among those who were being vaccinated with the COVID vaccines. On the right's what it should look like. And,
right.
You know, if you were to go further, we don't have to, but people can if they go to safeblood.com. Oh, I don't mean further down. I meant actually further into the photo, because that's video.
Oh, there. Okay, gotcha.
From video. And people can go on and see this happening. They do the pinprick, they put it under, and they do all the mRNA vaccines, you know, multiple cases, and all of them are coming back like what you see on the left. And that was the first clue that there should be problems with our blood supply. George Delabietra, who founded us, I talked to him in depth about it when Safe Blood asked me to join him. And because I really wanted to know, what are the details here and what is the frequency of this, right? Because we want to warn people, but we don't want to create undue alarm. We're not out to create fear. We're trying to create a solution. So he said, well, what I was seeing, he says, there's more going on in these left-hand slides than some, you know, the uninitiated can understand. But he says, what I was seeing when I looked at these were things I had not only seen in stage 4 cancer patients frequently. Mm. And this were people who were walking around with no symptoms, right? Now on the right, you've got that fresh flowing blood. The other thing I wanted to know was how frequent are we seeing this? Is it, 70% of people are showing up with this, 10%? Are these just severe cases that we want people to avoid? And he was said, no, we saw this in 100% of the cases.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that 100% of the blood transfusions were going to do harm. You know, we do have lots of people that seem not to have experienced any harm from the vaccine. So, but what we're saying is everyone showed issues in the blood. Okay. And so that was the signal to George to start Safe Blood. He started a month after he viewed these. So that was back in August, September of 2021.
Wow. Okay. Well, tell him thank you for doing this. So we need to go on here and do we click on membership, blood matching? What do we do when we get there?
You'd go to memberships.
Okay. I did the wrong thing.
There's different types of memberships.
And okay.
So anyone who wants to can become a free member,
right? Okay.
Don't only member.
Okay.
And that's really helpful. It
explains. Yes.
If you are, when I say anyone who has not obviously had the COVID.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. That's the only people who are excluded in any way. If you've had the COVID shot, you cannot be a donor through us, but you certainly can be a recipient.
What if you've had COVID? If you've had COVID?
No, if you've had the COVID shot.
But if you've had COVID, you can still donate blood.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's had COVID right now, right? So
pretty much, okay.
Yeah, and look, the amount of spike protein that circulates in somebody's body, having had COVID the quote-unquote natural way, right, it's a small amount and it doesn't last long. If somebody has had the vaccine, it is a large amount of circulating spike protein that lasts indefinitely, right?
Exactly.
A person I'm in contact with, she's had this. Now she's past the 5-year mark of circulating spike protein in her blood after her last vaccine. Right.
Right.
5 years after the last jab, it's still going on. So obviously she has a unfortunate cascade of health problems. But the point is that if you've been vaccinated, you're going to be circulating this longer. And we don't want to see any further damage come to you if you need a transfusion. So we're open to everyone. We're actually the only organization at all operating in this space that is here also to, I don't want to phrase this negatively, is also attending to and taking care of the vaccinated.
Okay. Yeah.
What happened for just organizational reasons, some other groups did emerge and, you know, wonderful people also with great hearts to help, but they're primarily or exclusively the vaccinated helping keep the unvaccinated helping to keep the unvaccinated safe. Well, Safe Blood is really looking to make the global blood supply safe and to do so for first generation. So, you know, feel free to become a donor member if you are mRNA free. Please consider actually becoming a paying member, because that does a number of things. Obviously, it allows you and a minor child in your house to receive a match through us if you need it. But it actually, and I really think it does a lot more than that. What it does is it helps us win this battle. As we go on in this interview, you're going to see this is a huge battle on multiple levels. It's not just a battle to get the word out like we're doing right now or to match donors and recipients. Donors and recipients are the easy part.
Right.
The hard part is the legislative action that needs to become
okay.
The way the freedoms to do this are being interfered with and even blocked in many places.
Right.
Like Washington State, if you're listening to this from Washington State, you can certainly become a member, but you will probably have to almost certainly go out of state.
To have your surgery.
Yes. If you want unvaccinated, and we'll talk about why that is.
Wow.
But I'm just saying that there's a lot that we're doing in terms of looking to protect this blood supply for the next generation. So by becoming a lifetime member for $1,000 or a monthly member, you're enabling that fight to continue.
Yeah.
And you don't know whose life you'll be preserving. Hopefully you never need a transfusion at all.
Right. Right. But you never know. This is an amazing thing. I'm so glad that you all are doing this. And I'm so glad that you came on the show to help us to know how to be a part of this. I think everybody here needs to sign up. You need to be ready at any moment for you and your family members to have this option. Because we all have seen too much about how the terrible, like you said, a cascade of effects. Here we work so hard to stay vax free, and in one car accident away that you could become have a vaccinated blood. Go ahead.
Let's talk about a car accident, okay? I tell people I drive very carefully. You have to understand what we're able to do is to help people with pre-planned surgeries. If you have a car accident, the way things are occurring in this country right now, not you, not me, not anyone, no matter how knowledgeable we are, can get guaranteed mRNA-free blood.
This is where the advocacy comes in.
Yes, we need national policies. This would be an easy, easy fix. All we need to do is track the provenance of the donor, right? Is it an mRNA donor or is it not? And then people in emergency situations should be able to request.
Right.
Preferred blood from a non-mRNA vaccine.
Wow.
We reserve that for the emergencies. But, it's the FDA that determines labeling. Depending on how much time we can talk about interesting news breaking about the FDA this week. Okay, but they control the labeling of the blood. And the blood banks and the hospitals need to be cooperative. And many of them aren't. And it's a sad thing because the only reason they're not is because of this vaccine. Prior to, 2022, right?
Yeah.
This was completely uncontroversial to get a directed donation, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me, before, so we don't miss the opportunity, there are a couple things that can be done for emergency, a certain type of emergency or near emergency, okay? So say, or if you're denied the opportunity to have the blood of your choice. Everybody needs to know about Cell Saver technology. So the Cell Saver system is when you recycle your own blood, okay? There's nothing safer for you than your own blood.
Okay,
all right?
Of course.
It's already in you.
Of course.
Okay? So we just had a situation in Texas. A woman who's also a delegate in Texas of the Republican Party, her husband is going into the hospital for an aneurysm to be repaired and a valve replaced, so open heart surgery. And the blood bank, perfectly fine for doing a directed donation, but the hospitals adopted the policy of minimizing the number of directed donations. And so even though his wife is a universal donor, they said, no, your wife can't donate. Friends and family are willing to donate. They said, no, you can't do that.
Why?
Can I use my own blood? Can I donate to myself ahead of time, autologous donation? The only reason you might not be, there's some instances where you couldn't do autologous, like if there's not enough time, right? If your surgery's next week, it's no point in donating a pint to yourself, right? But because you're not going to replenish it that fast. But apparently that wasn't the problem. They said, no, we're not going to do it there. Finally, I said, look, if they're not going to do anything else, you'd have to find another hospital. She says, but this is the best person in the world for this procedure. I said, well, your other option is do the Cell Saver, okay? see if they'll recirculate his own blood. Now, fortunately, in his case, this wasn't cancer. He's not actually internally bleeding or something where recirculating it's not going to do anything. Like, let's say you had an ulcer that's bleeding out, right? So, but he's a candidate, so that's what he's going to be doing. But they had to ask for it specifically. And what I'm finding, the more
This, okay, that's so great. So where are all those options? Are they on this website? Because it looks like, I mean, there's a lot of different things that there are options, but you know, regular people aren't going to know about how to do anything.
They're reading or frequently asked questions.
Okay. Where's that? Resources? No. Facts?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. So you guys, this, make sure you go to safeblood.com. For those of you who are listening on the podcast, safeblood.com, and all these links are over there. Facts for so you can get some of these, you know, questions answered, like what Clinton is doing for us.
That was a success story. But what I'm continually learning is that they make more blood off of an actual unit of blood than they do off of circulating your own. So hospitals are not coming forward and just telling people, okay, oh, you could do this option. Oh, you're not. Now, we tell everybody, don't say you're uncomfortable because of the mRNA
right.
vaccine. Just say it's your preference. You know, I think the cat's out of the bag now.
Right.
Think people are coming and wanting.
Right.
They know why, right?
Yeah.
But early on, but also, too, I think there's more people in the hospitals who at least quietly are on your side. But again, you know, the hospitals, everybody, this is a said, everybody's doing is what's most profitable for them. And so if the Cell Saver, and I've even heard of stories, like I just had one recounted to me today, someone in Washington State, and they said, oh, the Cell Saver, it's so expensive. All this, I mean, these were complete lies to dissuade this person from doing anything out of the norm. But you do need to schedule that ahead of time. But it's what I do. If somebody said, Clinton, oh my gosh, you got to go into the surgery tomorrow. I said, okay, well, give me the Cell Saver.
Right. That's what I do. Right. And that's something that they have the easily the option to do. So, yeah. Okay. Well, that is great. This is a eye opening. And, you know,
there are exceptions. If you've got cancer or something, right? I think we said that already.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, you know, we're always, you know, of course, emergency situation, you're just, you know, really in a difficult spot. But that's where the Cell Saver comes in handy. But, you know, you want a doctor that you can trust that has your back to protect your blood, you know, and not like that one who thought he was smarter than the parents and gave that child some blood when he clearly should have known that they were working hard to make sure that that didn't happen. That's just awful. One other quick thing that comes to mind is just that, you know, how Scott Adams has brought a lot of this to the forefront.
Yes.
And, you know, with his passing, and I just hate that he passed, but I think a lot of people have seen his video where he talked about that the ones who did not take the vax are the winners. And that he felt, you know, basically that his all of his trouble started with the vaccine. And so, you know, as much as I am so sad about him passing, I'm very thankful that he used his platform to help to spur this to the forefront. And so we can use that and say, you know, it has become widely, you know, not that we want to advertise that you're against the vaccine, but they'll probably know and say, you know, this is there are many people who think that they are having problems from this, and I just don't want to take the chance, you know, and hopefully you'll have a doctor that will listen to you and take you seriously. It's tough because they don't want to. I don't think anyone wants to admit that they were wrong.
Well, and you know, Scott Adams, even like I was a huge fan of Scott Adams, and when I found out that he was sick, I mean, that was very upsetting. But you know, even he at first said, well, it was because the people who didn't take the vaccine were skeptical of the government, and this time it worked out for them, and it didn't work out for me. Now, I'm sure by the end he changed his view, but at that time, do you see, this wasn't the case at all, though, right? We didn't get started SafeBlood because we were skeptical of the government. And I just posted one thing that you get if you become a Substack membership now. There's so much to say on this and on the related topics on things like, you know, the abuse of the peer review process in journals, whereby, you know, basically our medical journals have almost become a snake oil marketing. Right, and you sell your snake oil much better if you have a double blind randomized control trial to support it that you designed very carefully to come up with this result, or you do an observational study and then you just mess with the group so that it comes out a certain way. And this is rampant. It's rampant. And so we have a Substack now that we just launched, and you know, there's several posts from my interviews, but the first research piece that I put out there, and this comes free as a membership, or in fact, even if you become a Substack paid member, the price of that and the membership are the same, so you get a free membership that way. But Dr. Sukrit Bhakti, I just did a really, I think, interesting, I really enjoyed working on an article. He, in December of 21, he was warning everyone. He said, viruses are going to rise. With the rise of resurgence of viruses, stillbirths are going to rise. Miscarriages are going to rise, okay? He said cancers are going to rise, all right? Now, the title of this piece is Bhakti's Third Prediction Comes True. So viruses and the attendant stillbirths are one. Cancers are two. Third, tuberculosis. The big study out of Korea now, 51.6 million people going through their insurance data. There's a clear rise between the unvaccinated and the vaccinated for tuberculosis, 35% increase. Now,
in the vaccinated.
In the vaccinated, and it increases with each dose. Now, what's gonna happen is you're gonna get all kinds of comments saying, Olders didn't read the study, doesn't know what he's talking about. So let me head that off at the pass, because that's the other fascinating part of the deep dive in this article. You're not gonna find it in the study, okay? The study reveals the data. The data's in the study, but you're not gonna find it in the text of the body of that's published. They included supplemental material. Now, it was Nick Holscher at the McCullough Foundation who broke this story. And when I looked at the study, I said, well, I don't see where he's getting it. I texted him and he called me back and we talked. I said, where's this from? And he says, well, check, you've got to check. It's in the supplementary stuff. So there's another document. And in that document, they show you the unvaccinated versus each fact. But in the main body, they mix
They don't
up.
Give you so the do, yeah, all the, yeah. the details.
And if you don't know to look for it, you think it's not there. And this, again, this is the trickery that goes on. And
right.
The study
I just, well, RFK yeah. knows this. He's going to fix that because he knows that they've used the studies against the people. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, the study itself will even appear to show that it was that there were some things that rose in frequency and some things that dropped. Like they make a big deal out of pertussis dropping. But as I explained in the article, and I actually have to go to a footnote for that, I explain it in supplementary material in my own article, right, that with pertussis, it's just a matter of the age groups. The only unvaccinated people in Korea are age 11 and under. But everybody from ages, 12, and really once you get into 17-year-olds, everybody 17 up has at least a 90 to 95% uptake rate of the vaccines. 20 to 29-year-olds, 98.9% in Korea. So if you mix the vaccinated into that like they did in the study, you kill the signal. But they included it in the supplemental, fortunately, and that's where we're able to see it, okay? But, you know, tuberculosis is a slow-growing bacteria. It divides much more slowly than other, and Bhakti talks about this in the video clip that I include at the beginning of the Substack. So we don't know where this is going yet. But I've been waiting 3 years to see this, because this is one of the videos that I really used to expand my awareness when, and I'd already been writing extensively about the pandemic and the vaccine and the therapeutics, but to really understand better when I came on with Safe Blood, our founder, George Della Pietra, said, you gotta check out Bhakti, and he gave me some other names too. And this video by him, it hit me between the eyes 3 years ago, and it was so fascinating because he explains exactly why this happens. If you know how the mRNA functions,
right,
body.
And but you knew it was going to take several years for this to mm-hmm. to occur, and right. and that's why you guys were watching for it, and sadly you were right.
Yeah. Well, maybe a lot of people just said, "Look, I don't trust the government," but even them, they said, "Look, I don't trust a emergency use authorization and experimental product." I meet lots of people from different walks.
I just don't trust putting something into my bloodstream that I don't know what it is.
And I'm always really impressed by, you know, I'll run into an accountant or any people, and when they find out what to do, very often they'll say, yeah, I didn't take that shot. And I always want to know, what made you aware? And it was common sense thinking, right?
Right.
But I'm telling you, the data, the science, we knew from the beginning this had to be bad.
I'm very thankful that most of my family members are very skeptical of just, you know, putting anything in their body. So that was, I'm very thankful that we bypassed that, and it was not really a big argument. So that was, you know, not everybody, but some, and yeah, whether you want to say skeptical or not, I think a lot of people have had negative experiences with the medical community and are not as trusting as maybe people were in the past. All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to add before we go?
Well, absolutely. So we found out why there's such resistance. It turns out in October of 23, the FDA got on board with the big blood providers. You know, blood, we think of it as philanthropic. It is a $24 billion a year industry. The U.S. is a major exporter of blood products. 2.65% of our exports, our total exports, are blood products. And the blood banks, there's a variety of reasons. They don't want this messed with in any way. Certainly, they don't want aspersions and suspicion being cast on the safety of their product.
Right. So that will ruin their business model.
Big Blood has captured the FDA every bit as much as they did with other things. And so the FDA found, you know, I went on the high wire on October 20th of 2023. This week, Mary Tally Bowden just put out there the FDA statement claiming directed donations don't have any benefit, they're more risky. There's all with false research to back it up. The research actually shows that they're a little bit safer and that they have a public good of pre-screening people that might have problems who didn't know. Like if you have hepatitis C and you're about to give blood and you didn't know, that's real valuable. That blood gets thrown away, never goes to the patient, but now you know I got something serious I need to treat.
Right.
Okay, but they take information like that and they use it to deceive people. This is on the FDA's website. Fascinating to me. It came out October 23 of 2020. So we knew that that they were seeing an uptick in starting in 2022 of requests for directed donations. And we do wonder, did that video with Del Bigtree, which really got us better well known, cause them to act? But so this is the tail wagging the dog, of course. This is not the FDA providing guidance that the hospitals, they don't know. They are following FDA guidance. But it's coming from the blood banks. The big blood put this together. And when I testify before Congress, this is the information they use to fool legislators with bad information. So everybody needs to get on board in the fight in different ways. We'll have information updates on our site about states where legislation's being passed to protect your rights.
So can you show me where is that? Is that on this?
Right now it's under news. Right now it's under news. The author who did that, you got to scroll down a bit. But you know, if you scroll down under news, you'll find it. But the author who did that, I've asked her, I said, can you update us? Because she's very active, Sierra Hamm. She does fantastic work. She's been very active in Kentucky. And I said, we need the updates because Oklahoma and Iowa have now introduced legislation for this. So this is very good news because we need to protect our right to give blood to get blood from whom we desire as long as they're a safe match.
Of course.
Or give it to ourselves.
Right. All right. So right here. Yeah. Well, that's not it. Okay. So what I'm specifically looking.
You have to scroll through. Don't
worry. Sorry.
How much time do you have? Do we need to hop off?
So what I'm specifically trying to find is, you know, where we could, you know, be advocates and join in that fight, signing petitions or that kind of thing. Do you have that?
Find out what's going on in your state. Follow me on Substack at the safeblood.substack.com.
Safe Blood. I'm going to do this. I'm going to give everybody the link.
Safeblood.substack.com. Yeah.
Dot Substack.com. Okay.
Yeah. Because my next article will be on this issue. Yep, there we are.
Okay, I'm gonna give you guys the link right here, safeblood.substack.com. Okay, and so, yeah, I think this is a very valuable resource for everyone to join in on this effort, for sure. I'm very helpful. We've never met before, but I've written several books on my most recent one is about, called The Golden Age. And one of the chapters is The Golden Age of Health. And so here's the most recent book. I've got some bestseller books over there about end times. It's the end times for all this evil stuff going on. So I just want to encourage you with that whole thing, and the whole point that you have risen up to work in this specific field, this endeavor, that right there shows you that this is the end. It spells the end for them. When we wake up and we fight against their system, and we have people in place like RFK Jr., et cetera, then it spells the end for them. It's not the end for us. It's the end times for them, and that we're going to have long, long lives. And it's because of this. And actually, in the Bible, it says in Isaiah 65:20 that my people will live as long as trees and have time to enjoy their hard-won gain. So somehow or another, I don't know exactly how this is going to happen, but we will have our health restored. And this is where this is just the beginning of it. And the golden age, because honestly, and I even say this in the book, we can fix all the issues in the world, but if we don't fix our health, it's curtains anyway. And so the reality is we're going to have long, long, healthy lives. So, all right. Well, that is so great. I would love for you to stay on with me for me to finish the show. If you would like to just stick around.
Well, why don't we give your listeners a discount? Right? We can put a coupon on that would, eliminate the initial sign-up fee if you do monthly.
Okay.
Where it particularly pays off is if you do the lifetime. But it'd be 10% off. And would you like, would Melissa?
Yeah. Melly. Everybody knows Melly. M-E-L-L-Y. So if you guys want to join in, use the promo code Melly. So when you sign up. Yes, that would be terrific. I would just love to, you know, we need to do this. We need to make sure that we are protecting ourselves and our loved ones. And because you just never know when you're going to need a surgery or, remind me one more time, I'm going to write this down. What's the name of that thing if you need to have an emergency surgery and you don't have time for this?
There's auto transfusion. Okay. Yeah, it's called the Cell Saver system.
Cell Saver. Okay, that's what I wanted. Okay, okay.
Dr. James Thorpe, right, has asked me to let every expectant mother know that this Red Cross, the blood banks, they allow you to give yourself a unit of blood ahead of time. So you can store blood for yourself, a unit, ahead of your delivery in case perhaps an emergency occurs. You know, that's one of those occasions where hopefully no emergency occurs, but if you're going to be in a situation where you might have one, this childbirth could be it. So you can do that. Go in with peace of mind. Now, what if you're doing a home birth?
Okay, so
we did all home births.
Yeah.
You can still arrange with the hospital that you would be transferred to in an emergency and prearrange to have a donor donate blood for you in this case you're giving it to yourself. We have had mothers who had procedures that were going to had high risk of hemorrhaging, and so we got them multiple units. But normally, right, you could get yourself ahead of time a unit, and they will store it there if you're transferred.
And they'll store this at the Red Cross.
You'd have to talk with your midwife and arrange it with the hospital you'd be transferred to, but you can do it and have it there.
Okay. All right. So that is a very good question. Okay. So once we donate blood on Safe Blood, where does this blood go?
Well, what we do is match people with donors ahead of time. So what I'm hopeful for is that if we keep working on national policies, I mean, look, Dr. Mackus is in charge at the FDA. Okay. So he wrote this book, Blind Spots. Let's see if I can. We got a blind spot right there because of my camera. Chapter 6 of Blind Spots is bad blood. It's about what happened in the 80s. He knows this FDA's thing is bogus. If it's brought to his attention, I think we'll really be able to work through him. We'll make some changes there. Hopefully down the road, you'll see a time when you can get emergency blood in these situations. But we're not there yet, and we're not there for the foreseeable future. So you got to do what you can. And in the meantime, like, even if that happens, look, 70% of the population has had this, and there is the concern now of the DNA that's been in there. So this is a long-term problem. It'll be a long time before we know we're out of the woods on it, if we ever are. But it also means that with, you know, 20 to 30% of the people being able to supply blood for the rest, that should be reserved for emergencies. So safe blood is here for the non-emergencies and to win the fight all the way across the board. So that's what I want to have.
Yes. Clear. Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much for doing all this. This is a lot of legwork, a labor of love. And we really appreciate what you're doing. So for those of you who are not familiar, go to my health page, freedomforce.life/health. And this is one of the ways that you can help to detox. All of us have been struck by one malady or another, and this is terrific ways that you can detox. So check all these out on the health page, you guys. Someone just asked me the other day about sodium chloride. They were asking me. So if you scroll down, you will see more specific information about that specifically, that someone had said, how do you, you know, can you answer some questions for me about that? I have basically everything I know is on this website, and I provide links also. So definitely check into that, as well as just how you can work hard, you know, with all the, I'm just so thankful that all these things are coming out for us, that we have wonderful patriots like Dr. Ohlers, who have worked hard to help get these true remedies out. Not to say that you're recommending remedies, but it's, you know, we have all these wonderful patriots who've worked so hard to help us to resolve all of the issues that the cabal has done against us. And I will tell you, I'm very confident that we will have our health back. I see this all throughout God's word, and there's absolutely no doubt. You know, the as I was saying before, the evidence is clear when you look at how the Lord has raised up people like you, like, you know, all the ones on my channel, like, you know, President Trump, like Dr. Makis, RFK Jr., like so many people. We're all on the same page that we are working for the good of humanity in one way or another. And like all the wonderful people who have provided all these detoxes and how to the probiotics, all these things, we're going to have our health back. And not exactly sure exactly how long it's going to take. I wanted you guys to see also, before we go, I wanted to do our nightly check on what's going on with the silver and the gold. So this is, you know, cause the enemy has attacked us in so many ways, and not only on our health, but also in our financial situation. And of course, the gold and the silver is what we know is going to destroy the cabal. They have done funny money, fake money, the silver. And yes, last night I looked at it just before I was heading to bed, and it was almost $4,700 today. And then the silver was at 95. So let's see what it is now. It is now, drum roll, oh my goodness, it's at 48.17, you guys. Look at this. We know that gold will destroy the Fed. It will destroy the Federal Reserve bankers. And remember, that is not part of our government. That is them. They are the ones who have made all this funny money, and they are going down. They're the ones that are the Titanic going down and into the bottom of the ocean. Very, very exciting. Let's see what silver's doing. What do you bet, Mr. Ohlers?
I don't know. You know, my son has some silver ounces. He's been collecting them, so he's thrilled.
Yeah, 96.
He got his at the 30s and 40s.
Awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Good for him. Good for him. I wish I had gotten some at the $5 mark. Anyway, and I'm excited about it for, you know, myself, for this is the little bit that I have. But more importantly, I'm excited because the Bible says very clearly that this is what's going to destroy our controllers, the ones who've controlled the health system, the ones who've controlled the universities to teach this horrible, all these horrible things, and have controlled the hospitals, the ones who've controlled the governments and all the fraud and all that, and you know, controlled all the, you know, the the trade throughout the world and have caused people to become enslaved. So this is the end times for them. So I want to just read real quick for you guys, Habakkuk chapter 2, as we very well know, it says, "What sorrow awaits you? You have plundered many nations." Let me back up. "Suddenly your debtors will take action. They'll turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless." These people who have run the world, literally the Bible says, they will stand trembling and helpless. I'm ready for that. We need them to have their power stripped from them. And before you came on, we were talking about what's going on in Davos, what's going on, you know, with what President Trump is doing to remove their power. They've plundered many nations. Now the survivors, that's us. Amazingly, we've survived all the onslaught, everything that they have done to us. All the survivors will plunder you. You committed murder throughout the countryside and filled the town with violence. And what sorrow awaits you who build big houses and with money gained dishonestly. Clearly, when people use their positions to make people sick, to make money, there's no worse crime against humanity, in my opinion. So look at this one. I love this one right here. In verse 13 of Habakkuk chapter 2, it says, "Has not the Lord of heaven's armies promised that the wealth of the nations will turn to ashes?" And that's exactly what we're seeing, you guys. We are seeing all their paper money, all their paper shorts of silver and gold. It's just poof. It's just turning to ashes. They use this to keep humanity down, and they're losing it all. And the Bible says we'll not have any debt. We're not going to have debt. All that they have done against us will come back to us. The wealth of the nations is stored up for the righteous. And that is what we are witnessing. When their power is taken away from them financially, then that's going to enable what you are working on, Dr. Ohlers, and what so many people are working on, to just start to go, you know, at lightning speed. It's really going to make it a huge amount of difference, because they won't be able to fight against us because they won't have the resources to do it. I love that verse. Who loves that? "Has not the Lord of heaven's armies promised the wealth of the nations will turn to ashes?" Again, when it says the wealth of the nations, don't think of nations like France or whatever. It's talking about the New World Order, this globalist cabal. So I just wanted you to see that, you guys. If you are new here and you aren't familiar with what I do, these are the books right here. Specifically, here's the one on, let me see if I can move us out of the way a little bit. This is the one I just released very recently about the Golden Age, about all the wonderful things that we're going to experience, health, wealth, peace all over the world, unity, joy all over the world. And so they're only $2.99 on Amazon. And here's the decode of Revelation. This is the wonderful truth. Like what I was just reading from Habakkuk, this is a major clues from minor prophets. And then all the Bible stories that we always heard, these are a roadmap actually for us. So the last verse I want to read to you is from Psalm 126. And I know I just read this on Sunday, but I just love it so much. I'm going to read it again. And so it's my show. So that's what I'm going to do. I just love it so much. And you will too, because this is where we are. And this was written for the people who were coming back from captivity in Babylon, but it applies to any type of captivity. And the whole world has been in exile or held captive by these people. And so really take it for yourself and receive this great news for yourself. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. And I'm telling you, with the eyes to see it, pinch yourself. Are we dreaming? Are we dreaming when we see that what's happening with the silver and the gold, when we see what's happening with them losing their power in Davos and the New World Order is losing their power, which we were talking about before you came on, Dr. Ohlers, this is a dream. It's as if we're living in a dream. Can this really be happening? You know, the gentleman I was talking to today is Vietnamese. Imagine, and I was telling him, you know, about how it's going to be, he's going to have his country back. The people of Venezuela will have their country back. The people of Iran will have their country back. It's like a dream that we will have our health back. This is clearly what God's word says. "Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing." This is where we're going to be when people have pure blood again, and they don't have to worry about all the terrible effects. I know, Dr. Ullers, your mouth will be filled with laughter and your tongue with singing, because this is what you're working on every day. It, you know, for all these things that we're fighting for, everybody. And so that you just, everybody stay in the fight, go and join with him on this battle. All these fronts that we keep pushing hard, and we're going to see the victory on all these. And he says, then they will say, they said among the nations, again, this is about the New World Order. The New World Order people said, the Lord has done great things for them. They're mad. Because what we're witnessing, you guys, is that the Lord himself is rescuing humanity. If he doesn't rescue humanity, it's, you know, all the belly aching and crying and the, you know, all the things that we could do is not going to help. But this is what even the New World Order sees. They cannot stop what's coming. They cannot stop what is happening, because this is the Lord. He has done great things for us. And this is what we say also, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. We are glad. We're going to live in a day of health and wealth and peace and safe blood. We will, Dr. Ullers. So, okay, let's pray before we go. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that this is the day we've been waiting for all of our lives, for thousands of years. And we are on the earth to see it, to experience it, and to fight in it. Thank you for our wonderful President Trump. Thank you for RFK Jr. Thank you for Dr. Makis. Thank you for Dr. Ullers. Thank you for all these that you have placed in these positions to help humanity and have used their amazing skills to help accomplish this. Lord, use each one of us in whatever skill set that we have to help to push and to fight back against this evil regime. And Lord, I just pray that you, for those of us who maybe we don't have specialized skills in blood, but we can help support those who do. So Lord, guide us on what you would have us to do, how you would like for us to spend our money and our time, so that we can be most effective in accomplishing these goals, and that one day we'll see this beautiful day break upon us of the golden age. We thank you and praise you and just rejoice that you are the King of the world, and your kingdom will come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We pray this in your great name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, everybody. I'm so glad you guys joined with me. Yes, I'm a little late today, but that's okay. Because like I say, it's our show. We can do what we want, right, you guys? I love you guys so much. And is there anything else, Dr. Ullers, before we go?
No, just check us out at safeblood.com. You can follow us at Twitter at @safe_blood3. And, you know, we look forward to joining the fight with us.
Yes, we're doing it. We're on it. Okay, guys, I'm going to play our little song for you before we go. And I'll see you on Saturday. We're going to do a Purim study. Everybody read Esther. Okay, that's your homework. And I'm going to see you Saturday morning. We're going to be talking about Purim, because Purim is coming up in early March. And I think this is going to be a big one. It's going to be a big one. All right, guys, I love you. And I will talk to you later.
The finest of pure white linen followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.